USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into inflation actually wasn't enough.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk is going to court against Twitter sooner than he had wished.
A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter deceived him on the amount of bot accounts on the site. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
China's government warned on Tuesday that it would take forceful measures if House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan next month. Pelosi and her large entourage are also planning to visit Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and spend time in Hawaii at the headquarters of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
As it has for billions of years, it gets hot in the summer and cold in the winter. Climate change activists, including children barely old enough to do simple math and their fear-mongering to push an agenda, is blasted across mainstream media and publications across the interwebs. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday pushed the fear-mongering with calls of climate collective suicide.
This has to be the decade of decisive climate action. That means trust, multilateralism, and collaboration. We have a choice, collective action or collective suicide. It is in our hands.
All the water on this planet is billions of years old. Yet when you take a drink today, it's as fresh as it can be. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News also calls out the gloom and doom of climate activism.
They don't mind flying around the world in private planes. They don't mind having huge houses with enormous amounts of air conditioning. They don't mind the size of their carbon footprint. It's a classic example. What you have is a power elite which thinks that climate is the emotional excuse to control the rest of us.
U.S. stock markets recorded the biggest one-day gains in nearly a month Tuesday. The Standard & Poor's 500 added 2.8%. The tech-focused NASDAQ composite gained 3.1%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 2.4%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.